Bipolar Moisture.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Bipolar Way Podcast. I'm your host, Joe. You can email me at bipolarway@yahoo.com. Definitely want to do that if you have any questions about what's going on today or anything like that. I do want to mention that today will be the final episode of the Bipolar Way Bipolar Nation series of podcasts. Basically, what I've come to realize is that this particular disorder and disease is very cyclic in its nature, and I mean, I think we all realize that, but I mean, it's kind of really sinking into me, and I'm seeing that basically all we're doing is talking about the same subjects over and over again as I cycle through my various bouts of madness, I guess, and we're ended up doing a lot of repeating, and there's not a lot of information that's popping up in the bipolar world that necessarily really calls for a whole lot of attention that I feel is, you know, something that grabs me as being something direly important. Now, I'm sure there's some pharmaceutical information and information about things like that that are important, but I don't find at the current time that I'm going to be able to be capable enough of keeping up with that kind of stuff, and especially not with the pharmaceutical stuff, because I really don't know anything about it. I could read a little bit on it, but I'm not really knowledgeable because I don't change meds that often. I do a lot of changing of doses and things like that, but I'm severely limited in what medications are available to me because of my financial situation. So I'm not able to really get up on that, and I feel like if I can't really get up on it myself, I don't feel like I have the authority to really speak on it. So I just wanted to say that, you know, it's been 5, maybe 6 years, I'm not really sure. It's been a long time since this podcast started. I know we were doing this back in 06, and pretty easily. I know for sure that episode 10 was in 2006, so we might be looking at 4 to 5 years here, somewhere along there. And 60 episodes thereabout is a pretty good run, I think. I really thank everybody who supported me over all this time. I thank Erie for doing the early podcast with me. She was kind of what helped me have the courage to get into podcasting at all. I know I'm not real great at it, but I do enjoy it, and that is a joy that she has given me by having the courage to come on with me in the beginning. I want to thank every one of you that have ever listened, because it's because of you guys that I've tried to bear my soul out here, and it's because of you guys that I've tried to do the best I can, and it's because of you guys that I've went and carried on as long as I have. And a lot of times you've brought me back from some really bad places because I know I needed to get something out there to talk to you guys. And that support has been invaluable. I've received several emails from different people over the years, and you know, talked to many of y'all about things. And you know, I really cherish those communications, and I cherish each one of you listening. And it's really been a special time for me, and it's been a growing time for me. And I think I've come to understand myself so much better by talking it out with you guys. You guys, in a way, have been an audience, but you've also been a bit of a sounding board for me. And I can't thank you enough for giving me that opportunity to sound off and to speak out on how I felt and what I thought and how things are. And, you know, that, like I said, I owe y'all, every one of you, for that, you know, because you really helped me. And I won't forget that. And I want to give back all I can, but I just feel like this podcast is no longer going to be able to meet the quality standards that you guys deserve. I mean, not that I'm real high quality in the first place, but I just feel like us rehashing the same things over and over again is just redundant and a waste of time. And I don't think I want to waste your time, because I know how busy we are. I know bipolar disorder grabs a hold of you, and a lot of times, you know, we don't have time for redundancy. We don't have time to deal with this kind of thing. So I just want to let the work that's out there stand on its own. I love you guys. I really do. It's been a hell of a ride, and I can't thank you enough for it. Now, if any of y'all follow the Smart Faith podcast, it will continue. I'm not signing off on it because it's a little bit more focused and more directional. And, you know, it's a religious-based podcast about Christianity. And therefore, there's a broader range of subjects to discuss. and a broader scope that I can apply myself to and get different, you know, ideas and subjects to speak on. So whereas being bipolar, a lot of it just revolves around how we feel, and how we feel a lot of times is the same as how we feel in other times. And like I said, I just don't want to be a bore. I don't want to be redundant. I don't, any more than I already have been, because I know I have been quite a bit. I just want to, you know, go ahead and move past this chapter in my life. I'm still dealing with the medication problems that I've had. Y'all, if you listen for very long, you've known I've been dealing with medication for a long time. It's really wearing me out, but we got to fight the good fight. We can't give up. We can't let go. We have to do what we can to be the best that we can for who we can be. You know, it's one of those type things. You can't just give up and throw it all away. So, I mean, I'm not giving up, and I'm not throwing it all away. What I am doing is I'm just realizing now that I have the priorities in my life that I need to go ahead and take care of, and I have things that demand my attention, and that cuts back on my ability and my quality level to handle this business. And I would rather go out gracefully in a way than go out with any more of a whimper than I already am. I mean, I know it's been a little while since I've been on the air. I know that I have a hard time keeping up nowadays, and because of that, that's why I want to go ahead and put an official into it, not just kind of fade off into the night in silence or anything, because you guys deserve better than that. And like I say, I want to thank you all. I really do. It's been so special to me to talk to you guys. And I really love every one of you. And you all are all my friends. I will continue to check the Bipolar Nation and Bipolar Way emails. You can also email me at CaptainJoe213@Yahoo. That's my personal email. You can go ahead and slap something out over there if you want to talk to me, get a hold of me. I definitely ask that you, if you are a Christian and enjoy my podcast work, you check out the Smart Faith Podcast on Podomatic. It's available through iTunes as well, and the Revelations Radio Network also. And, you know, if you like my work, you can definitely check me out there. We're still going on there. We're talking about we're talking about mythology here lately a lot, things like that. I appreciate your support, my dear friends, and I love you guys. And I guess, you know, take care of yourselves and take care of each other, because that's what's really important. We got to look out for each other. Just because this podcast is ending doesn't mean the torch can't be taken up by somebody else. Doesn't mean that we're giving up on the fight. It just means that, you know, to everything there is a season, and this season is over. And I thank you for the honor of letting me come to you about these subjects. And I thank you for listening, and I love you guys, and I will see you down the road. Email me, and I guess I'll see you on the Smart Faith Podcast. All right, much peace and stability. I love you guys.